As we continue our St. Peregrine Novena, focusing on living the dream through suffering and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I'll focus today on the gift of understanding. Our Lord says in the Alleluia Antiphon today, I will send to you the Spirit of truth. He will guide you to all truth. But first, I have a confession to make. I have always been prejudiced against math. Generally speaking, my studies from grade school through high school did not treat me super well, and I tended to struggle with math in particular. It always just seemed to involve memorizing formulas, which I found wholly uninteresting. Once you memorize one, you apply it to an equation, and there's all sorts of steps. You memorize and apply the formula, and it adds up to a number. But what does it mean? The payoff is that math is practical and can be very, very helpful for our lives. If you can calculate the area of the floor, you can know how much carpet you need to put there. So if you run a business installing a carpet, that is very useful. Also, if you're buying carpet, you could track what the price is supposed to be. That's, of course, a really good thing. But doing these equations, I felt like I was a cog in the machine, and it was so, so boring. It felt like finding facts that did not seem to me very meaningful. However, when I went to college, I studied liberal arts at St. Mary's College in Moran, and we were doing the Great Books program, and I liked studying the Greek mathematician Euclid. He was great. He did proofs that did not require numbers, or very little at all. He also defined the meaning of his terms, like a point, that which has no part, or a line, breathless length. A circle's a little more complicated, but still pretty cool. I could ponder the meanings of definitions and terms, and you could prove cool things, like you can make an equilateral triangle from a given straight line. It's a little pedantic for a homily, but it's really cool to be able to prove things and actually reflect and meditate on what their meaning is. You could actually grasp the argument and the thing itself. Also, when you're good at like these kind of demonstrations in mathematics, it's very helpful for studying things like philosophy and theology as we get to the big mysteries of life. Both intellectual exercises are good but present challenges in different ways. Often people who are good at one are not so good at the other. And most of us often have a difficult time struggling with both kinds of study, whether it's theoretical or practical. Applying a calculus equation or trying to grasp the nature of God are not meant to be easy. That's probably why so many people struggle with math in high school, and so many people around the world struggle with God and understand Him differently and follow different religions. I remember often hearing skeptics of religion sometimes claim that since people in India are likely to be Hindu, or people in Saudi Arabia are likely to be Muslim, or people in the West were likely to be Christian, maybe more secular now, religion is therefore a social phenomenon, just something that like is a different expression of a different culture. And we are just part of a religion or a particular religion because that is what everyone else around us is doing, and people just tend to go with the crowd. But I think this seriously fails to answer why people all over the world turn to the gods or God himself to begin with. Isn't it interesting that since the dawn of time, people all over the world look for God? It almost seems to be a thing that we naturally do. We have this intuition to look for God and find a way to put our beliefs into practice. Just because different people come up with different answers about religion does not make them all wrong, any more than it makes all math students wrong when they find different answers to their equation. We're all looking for truth, and sometimes some of us just grasp it better than others. Now, the world around us is an amazing place with all sorts of amazing things to ponder and try to understand. But sometimes trying to understand things and make sense of life can be very difficult. Fortunately, our God knows all things, and this is precisely why He gives us the gift of understanding. Typically, when we think of understanding, we're thinking of somebody trying really hard to grasp what they are studying, right? When they do understand things, they've earned it through hard work. That is understanding on a purely human and natural level. Understanding as a gift of the Holy Spirit is God teaching us the deepest truths about himself, right? At the conclusion of the Gospel of John today, right, we hear it is him that gives this testimony, and his testimony is true. It is true because God reveals it to us through the gift of faith so we may understand. And there are things about God that we could not understand, or even about a salvation plan, if he did not reveal it to us in these Gospels. We could not know, for example, that God is both three persons and one God. We could not figure that out by ourselves. It transcends the human mind. And even many things that we could understand are often really hard to grasp, right? Like we could look by ourselves, we could look at human interactions and realize that there is a moral order to the world. And see, people going to God or even people looking at different religions means people are trying to actually worship God. That's actually part of morality. But in the realm of moral order, we make mistakes all the time. It is very easy to get confused. And it's often, usually after making a lot of mistakes, that we begin to figure things out. So that is why God has given us his revelation. He's given us the church. He's given us the Holy Spirit to help us along the way, and even amazing saints to help teach us as well. The awesome thing about God is he does not leave us as orphans, and he does not leave us ignorant. He reveals things to us precisely because of our human weakness. He transforms and enlightens our mind so that we may know the truth, and it will set us free. It's quite a wonderful thing, too, that a brilliant intellectual and a simple working class guy can both know the Trinity and that the Son of God came to die for our sins. Our God wants us to know him and to live our faith well. By his grace, both kinds of people can know the same truth about God. They could both reflect upon it and both live it out. And while we can't fully understand the mysteries of God or of our faith, we may ponder and apply them in our lives, right? Every single one of us. So I think a good thing for us all to meditate on is for people who are practically minded and those who are more theoretically minded, this is something really good for us, right? There is something very profound about our faith. The theoretically minded want to delight in the highest truths because we are made to know and love the truth. Practically minded people ask, how do we apply important truths to what must be done in life? Our God, help us understand our faith so that we may delight in the truth and live it out. Maybe some of us are more balanced than others and have lofty contemplation and apply our knowledge of our faith to our lives. However, I suspect most of us struggle with both at least a little bit. God has revealed himself so that we might truly put the truth into practice. And no matter where we are in our faith, we should always be looking for the next thing to learn and the next thing to do. Often with all the difficulties in our lives, it is very easy to struggle and give up. But often, right, when we are struggling, when things seem very, very hard, it's often just going to simple things to grow in our faith. Simply learning a little bit about Scripture that day, simply asking, what is God calling me to do this day? When things are chaotic, when things are out of control, it's a good moment to remind ourselves God is in control. He is compelling us to know him and live our faith. Let us continually look for the next thing to learn and the next thing to be done as we listen to the Holy Spirit and he compels us to move toward heaven.